he studied. It was already fixed in his vocal style. Can't teach a person to say it's I when he's been saying it's me for 30 years.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Right.
And other things too, because it was pregnant.
Yeah.
Why was it that our parents and grandparents said he don't? Finally, if any lied in the way.
Yeah.
Both my father and my grandfather were meticulously careful in English, well educated, that he don't.
Yeah. I think that was pretty common, don't you?
Yes, it was. And things you read are written that time, he don't. I don't hear it now, though.
No.
Remember, Barry Fleming mentioned that once. He sort of liked it. I think he said he maybe still does say he don't. Well, so tell me what you're going to ask me, or
okay.
Ask me what you want me to tell you.
Well, the questions I've got here are all, they've been developed over a long period of time.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, what they're about is, it's partly a matter of local history, you know, that just what you know about the town I'm interested in.
Mm-hmm.
But then it's also partly linguistic as well. I'm interested
what?
In language,
mm-hmm.
language and other things like that. And that's really my primary concern,
mm-hmm.
is with language. Although I'm really
mean, localisms.
Yeah, to a certain extent,
mm-hmm.
yes,
mm-hmm.
and all kinds of things. It just
yeah, I'm gonna say you better ask that. I couldn't like offhand tell you how our language is, diction is different, but choice of words and sentence formations are different here than any other place.
Well, it's easier just to go into the questions than to talk about them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, you go to the questions, I'll talk about them.
Okay. Let me see. Today is October
21st, I think.
21st, okay. And let me see, isn't your middle name
Brian.
Brian. Okay, so your full name would be?
B-R-Y-A-N.
Okay. And your address here is?
Incoming Rule.
Okay. And let me see, your occupation.
Yeah, I'm the most idle man in the world. I'm absolutely trifling. I've practiced law for some 54 years.
Uh-huh.
And, was it 3 years ago, January 1st, or 2 years ago? I laid my burdens down and turned over. Meantime, the office had grown from three of us. Well, I know you're going into the whole history. The office practice really started by Henry H. Cumming, my great-grandfather. He practiced with his son, my grandfather, and then he and the father and I practiced together for a while.
Mm-hmm.
In fullness of time, both of them died, and a couple of young men with me. And after the war, both of them were in the Army and Navy. And then after the war, I was saying disaffection arose between my uncle-in-law and me, the only two left of the firm. And so there was a separation, and I and the two young men who came back in the Army, we three formed a partnership and continued to practice more or less the same clients. And then it grew, like the lowly polyp built up to a coral leaf. First thing you know, I got something that lawyers and I didn't know more. Well, not really, but one whose name I never did learn until I retired. And anyway, they were taking on the practice, they were doing the work, and so I quit.
I just realized that I might not have had that sound high enough in the one you were saying that, but that's all right. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, I practiced law for 54 years, I think you might say, and then I retired. I still go to the office once a week.
You do?
Yeah, and don't do much. I've got certain outside activities, either mercenary at present, a couple of things. And so I got on Monday.